Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Crowley is here, too. I know. I'm excited, too. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. She is one of our great Brain Trust members, a Harvard-trained psychotherapist, co-author, along with Kathy Elster, of a number of books, including Mean Girls at Work. Thank God she has written a Mean Boys at Work book. Working for You Isn't Working for Me, and a number of others. And we always love it when Catherine joins us. Catherine Crowley, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
So good to be back.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Catherine?
It is. It's heaven on earth.
I get that all the time, Catherine. Hey, okay, so you want to talk about a concept that sounds dangerous, a little ominous to me as a boss, as a manager. You call it managing up.
Yes.
Explain yourself, Lucy.
Well, first of all, what I'll tell you is that this concept emerged really from Kathy Elster, who started to work with business owners second in command.
Your co-author.
Yes. And so for many years, we ran strategy support groups for business owners. And at one point, she worked with solely the people who are just below the business owner, whether it was the COO or the office manager or whatever. Mm-hmm. And what she learned was that business owners, which we knew already, weren't usually very comfortable with management, didn't really like it that much, mm-hmm. and so tended to avoid rather than address.
We're not professional managers.
Exactly. Not trained in management. Usually they're very good at whatever their mm-hmm. business is, mm-hmm. their expertise. And they're usually visionaries, as your next guest is going to talk about, and they often are wonderful salespeople. But they don't like managing.
Well, we are not very patient with when things don't move as fast as we think they should. And,
right.
And
right.
We're not the least bit philosophical about our job.
Right, or usually about, you know, adult daycare. They don't like having to take care of all the interactions between the staff. So managing up, the idea of that really is to help your boss by practicing a few principles that will help both of you have more clarity and more direction and more focus in the work that you do together.
All right, talk to us about some of those.
So the first one is to meet regularly with your boss. And by this, we usually are hoping for a weekly meeting. It's something that you need to schedule if your boss doesn't, and it's not the same as talking to him or her as they're getting on the elevator or as they're passing by your desk, or even if you think you talk to them 20 times a day.
We're not talking about drive-by meetings.
No drive-by, exactly. This is, and it only has to be 15 minutes, Jim. This is not a long meeting because, mm-hmm. again, most business owners don't like meetings. That's mm-hmm. part of why they're in their own business. But it would be a 15-minute check-in where you come and you bring an agenda and you go over your top items that you think the boss needs you to work on mm-hmm. and let them know where you stand with each of those and get any direction that you may need to get.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you have to be in the assignment that gives you that kind of access to the boss.
Yes.
This is where you report to the boss.
This is where you report to the boss.
Or whichever boss it is, it's the one you report to, right?
Your direct report, correct.
Right, your direct report. So if you're a manager, if you report to a manager of the owner, then you have to ask 15 minutes of your manager, not the owner.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. You don't want to top load the owner. Mm-hmm. That they've got enough to deal with.
Right.
But if you are the direct report to the owner, you want to have these meetings, and you want them to be structured as best you can, and you arrange it at a time that works for the person mm-hmm. you're reporting to.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's another
thing. Which means you might have to come in early the day you want to do it.
That's right.
You might have to come in early and get, if you're going to get on his or her schedule, you
that's
might
right.
not be able to come wandering in at 8 o'clock and hope to get on the schedule at 8:15. You might have to get there at 7:30.
Yeah, you did, exactly. For this one time, once a week, in order to really check in and so that your boss is not distracted, which is the other piece, that business owners are distracted.
I had a boss one time years ago. I was actually a president of one of his companies.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was an executive in the company. And he was hard to get. It's hard to get on his radar, and it was hard to get his attention.
Yes.
I mean, we talked a lot. We were together a lot during the week, but not always what I wanted to talk about. Only,
yes.
You know, if I want to talk about something moving forward or whatever. Anyway, I went out and bought a 10-minute timer.
Egg timer,
yeah, with the sand. One of those things. I went out and bought it when it lasted for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it to him, and I said, I'd like to have that much of your time whenever we get together.
Brilliant.
And so it was on his desk. He thought that was hilarious. He made a big deal out of it. Every time I'd show up, and when I walked in the door, he'd turn it over. I said, no, that doesn't count. You can't do that till I start. But I always got 10 minutes. But sometimes I can milk it for a little bit more, you know. I had to earn the right. But anyway, it was something we did.
Well, see, what you did is exactly what I'm talking about, which is to train your boss. They're going to fear that you're going to hold them hostage, that it's going to be too much time, that nothing's going to get accomplished. And so the first meeting is the 5 to 10 minutes, or maybe you ask for 15 minutes, but no more. And you come prepared with an agenda at that meeting, which also is not too long. It's got bullet points to it. Mm-hmm. It's clear. And you start with the most important items first.
Right. And one of the challenges you're going to have is not letting the boss wander off on what he or she is interested in.
That's right.
If it's not what's on your agenda.
Yeah.
You know, then you have to say, now, wait a minute, boss, that's your time.
Right.
If we're going to talk about that, that's on your time.
That's right. You can say, I know that's important, and I want to get back to that, but let's just finish these items.
Right. What do you think about telling the boss that you'll stand up the whole time you're talking to him?
That you will stand up?
That way they know you're not going to be there for long.
That's not a bad idea. Some bosses don't like to be towered over, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I know one business owner who used to have his chair raised higher than the chair opposite him.
You mean like David Letterman does with his guests?
Exactly.
Yeah. I need your website quickly, Catherine.
K2Enterprises.com.
All right, so check that out. Quick break. Right back with Catherine Crowley. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about managing up. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.